Good afternoon, and welcome to Security in South America. I'm your host, Sam Logan. Today's show presents an interview with Michael Shifter, who is Vice President for Policy with the Inter-American Dialogue, a Washington, D.C.-based policy analysis think tank for Western Hemisphere affairs. Mr. Shifter is also a professor of Latin American politics with Georgetown University in Washington. He has lived in Lima, Peru, and Santiago, Chile. Following up on Mr. Shifter's recent interview with Peruvian President-elect Alan Garcia, I began our interview by asking about Garcia's plans for Peru. We also touched on issues of Peruvian relations with Brazil, Chavez's strategy for the upcoming presidential elections in Venezuela, and the chances former Argentine Economic Minister Roberto Lavagna has for winning the Argentine presidency from Néstor Kirchner. This is the first in a series of interviews I hope to present you, apart from the professionally read column format. So sit back and enjoy. In your interview with Alan Garcia, he mentioned that one of the things that he learned between when he was last president and now as president-elect was that there is no silver bullet. There's no quick way to improve Peru's situation. What do you think are some of the things that he's going to look at in his next presidential term to improve the situation in Peru?
Well, he indicated in the interview that he does have a sense that change now happens over time, incrementally. He perhaps tried to do too much too quickly when he was president before. He mentioned a number of programs that he wants to pursue as president. He talked about trying to stimulate greater exports in the highlands, in the poorest area of Peru. He's very acutely aware that this is a part of Peru that has not benefited from globalization, and he wants to try to stimulate greater exports and production and alternative crops in that area. He claims and is convinced that it's viable to do that. He also wants to develop the agrarian bank, the national bank, to extend credits to small farmers and also small businesses. He was critical of the Toledo government for not having a really effective agrarian policy. That was one of the points that he emphasized. So there are a number of programs and ideas that I think he wants to pursue when he's president of Peru.
And do you think he will push Toledo to push through the FTA, the Free Trade Agreement confirmation, now, or do you think he's going to wait?
I think there are advantages of him pushing it through now. This way he doesn't have to get the political heat from his own party, his own constituency, which has a lot of concerns about the agreement. My perception is that Garcia does want to go ahead with it, mm-hmm. and it may have minimal political costs to do so with the current Congress, maybe more complicated with the new Congress,
right.
And this is something that he wouldn't have to deal with when he's president, so I think that would suit him. Whether he's able to do that and whether that will happen is a different question, but I think that would be, for him politically, what would make most sense.
Right, right. Now, when you say complicated with the next Congress, are you taking into mind Humala, Ollanta Humala, and the opposition?
Yes.
And what he may mean for Garcia's administration?
Well, Humala is now, you know, has the largest block in the next Congress, and 45 seats out of 120. They've already begun to sort of fracture and fragment, not necessarily going to be a unified and disciplined block. But I suspect that if one looked at the next Congress and asked the question, are they more or less likely to go for the free trade deal, there would be a lot more resistance and opposition in the next Congress,
right.
In Humala's coalition as well as some of the others as well. So I think the likelihood would be greater with this Congress.
Now, let's just jump to Venezuela, because something interesting came out of Chavez's Alo Presidente show last Sunday, when he said that those of you who don't agree with my government can simply abstain in the upcoming elections. I don't know if that showed a blip on your radar, but I thought it was interesting considering the level of abstention in the midterm elections last December. And I was wondering if you thought maybe that could be a strategy, or is it just hot air?
I think Chavez is, I think he has in mind, there's clearly concern in the Venezuelan government of the abstention from last December's vote, and also the fact that he has 100% control of the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is a little bit, I think, embarrassing when people sort of try to look at the extent of pluralism and diversity in the government. So I think that he is trying to sort of anticipate what could be the position of the opposition, which really hasn't decided yet what they will, what stand they will take with respect to the December presidential election. So I think this is part of the way that he's kind of positioning and posturing in advance of that election.
Another thing I noticed was that President Lula sent his plane to Peru to pick up Garcia for their meeting yesterday. Do you think Garcia is just basically drawing a line in the sand and saying, look, I'm going to side with Lula here, and I still believe in Lula's leadership in the region?
Garcia was very clear in the interview that I did with him, emphasized several times that the two countries and governments and leaders that he admires most are Chile and Brazil. Mm-hmm. So he seems to have this as a very high priority, his relationship with Brazil. He also thinks, he also referred to the highway that Brazil would be helping to build in the southern part of Peru. I think this is also part of his idea of development of the southern, the poorest area of Peru. So I think this is clearly the way that he wants to go. I do think it's actually encouraging and wise for Garcia to have made his first trip as president-elect to Brazil. I think it sends a good message.
Yeah, I think Lula was actually on hand when they inaugurated the construction of the bridge for that highway.
That's correct. He was.
Yeah,
he was. And Garcia mentioned that in my conversation with him. And, you know, he clearly said that Lula's a realist, and he really kept sort of bringing up the cases of Chile and Brazil as two cases that he thought were very admirable, where there's been progress made, and I think he sees Peru falling in that line.
Yeah, I think that's a positive sign for the region.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And finally, can we just touch on Argentina? Interesting news rumbling in Buenos Aires is that the man who everyone credits with pulling Argentina out of its economic pit, Lavagna, is considering running for president in the opposition to Kirchner's potential re-election bid. Would you have any comments on that? Do you think that Lavagna may be able to take advantage of what may be for Kirchner uncontrollable inflation come election time next year?
Well, I think certainly, I mean, I think the odds you'd have to give to Kirchner, he's still sort of, you know, immensely popular, and he has really spent a lot of political capital on building support in Argentina. The economy is still doing well, and I think one has to recognize that as long as things are going well, he's in an extremely strong position. Lavagna, though, is somebody who is, I think, also a very able politician. He's never run for office before, so he doesn't have that sort of campaigning in his background. But I do think that if you begin to see inflation creep up to, you know, 20-25%, which is not inconceivable in Argentina, and really it's sort of, if people have a sense that it may be getting a little bit out of control, I think that would that could certainly help someone like Lavagna, who is associated with fiscal discipline and responsibility. So I think, but I think Kirchner is also very smart and very astute politician, and I think that understands that while there may be some increase in spending, I think that he's not going to want inflation to reach that level because it would perhaps put at some risk his re-election. Also, Lavagna has the problem of, you know, what's going to be his political structure and political party that he's going to. We may see a new configuration of political forces. But right now, he certainly appears to be perhaps the strongest opposition figure in Argentina, who could begin to occupy the center ground, I think, where most Argentines are these days.
Right. I'm curious to see if Lavagna will sort of roll into the parts of the Peronist party that are currently in opposition, sort of the Dualde Menem arena.
Well, I think that's possible. I think that's possible. I think he, you know, and part of the Radical Party, I mean, I think he's going, you know, one could imagine that there would be different factions and forces of different parties that he would try to sort of reconfigure in some sort of new arrangement. Because, you know, clearly Kirchner certainly has a good part of the party, but there's also the factions of the party, of the Peronist party, that I think would be certainly, would be interested in joining with and supporting someone like Lavagna.
You have been listening to Security in South America. I am your host, Sam Logan.